Pete and Kimber present Mix 94.5's Secret Lives of Perth. Untold secrets, unbelievably true.
We started this some weeks ago and said, Perth, if you've got a secret you want to get off your chest, email us mix.com.au. Go to there, tell us your secret. If we get you to air, you'll pick up some cash and you'll get to share that. It'll feel better for it.
Mm-hmm.
The first one we ever spoke to, the first secret that was revealed, was the woman who ran over the cat. Some of you will remember it. Some of you might be hearing this for the first time. It was an absolute doozy.
So, not too long ago, dropped my kids off to school in the morning, was returning home, and I turned into my street in my SUV, and I've hit a cat. I've gone now, I've checked the cat, there was no sign of life. I picked it up, I put it in the back of my SUV. Didn't really think it was my neighbour's cat at the time, who lives directly across the road from me. Well, it turned out it was, because she started then putting up missing cat posters on the street, offering a reward. Whenever she caught me out the front, she'd be coming over, she'd be crying. Meanwhile, I've already buried her cat. And the guilt is terrible every time I see her. I've consoled her, and then I sort of try and change the subject. I don't really want to talk about it, and I have thought of telling her, but I can't bring myself to tell her. And my partner's the only other one who knows.
Oh, wow.
Anonymous. I think...
Where do you even start with this?
Okay, what do you mean it's buried in your backyard? So you put the cat into your SUV and then you've gone, I'm just going to take it into the yard. How long did it take you to make that decision? How long was it like, oh, I'm going to hide the evidence?
Maybe about 40 minutes, because I had the shakes for some period of time. I felt so sick even touching the cat. Oh, it was just horrible.
Did you just pick it up off the ground? Did you get a blanket or something?
No, I just picked it up.
This happened out the front of your house?
No, not out the front. So we live on quite a long street off of the main road. And then I turned into my street and the cat's dashed right out in front of my car and I hit it.
When you say you hit this cat, was it instant, like...
Over?
Done.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
Okay, so it wasn't in any pain.
It wasn't suffering.
Like, it didn't suffer. But, I mean, are you considering that you might tell your neighbour? Because the neighbour's now... How long has the neighbour been looking for the cat?
Yeah, I don't know. I have come to a decision.
Oh, okay.
I've decided I'm going to dig up the cat and leave it on her front porch.
What?
No, I'm only joking.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. She got us so good. I forgot about that as well.
So, look, a couple of updates since then, right? Not long after that, because we threw it out to you, Mix Fam. We said, what do you think she should do? And you had a lot of suggestions. She was listening to those suggestions, and then we had another follow-up chat with her, and she said, look, here's what I'm going to do, guys. I'm going to anonymously send the neighbour some flowers with a note explaining what had happened to the cat.
Which I flagged as a bit of a problem, remember, because I said all the missing cat posters only have her phone number. They don't have her address.
Mm.
And she would know that it was someone who knew her.
Yeah.
And Anonymous said, oh, I didn't think about that.
We've had an update.
We're going to speak to her on Monday morning and find out what she has done.
Mm. In the meantime, you've only just heard part of that interview with her for Secret Lives of Perth. If you want to hear the full call with our Anonymous, head to the listener app, search for Pete and Kimber.